Part 2 of Acts chapter 24. Page 173. The judgment to come. You're going to hear about judgment from New Testament ministry. Now notice that Paul did not teach Felix about the rapture of the church. And he did not teach Felix about prosperity. He taught him about righteousness, temperance, and judgment. Well, did he or didn't he? And that's exactly what the church world wants to hear. Don't they? No. What they want you to do is teach me how to get a new car and have a new house, paid for and have money in the bank. Teach me that, preacher. Right? And they flock to that message. They're going to teach you righteousness and temperance and judgment. That's New Testament ministry. I don't know what all this other junk is. Doctrines of devils, maybe? You're going to learn. Let's go to Romans. One day the church world is going to learn this. Romans 14. You see, we got this thinking, this mentality that somehow God's not going to see my sin. Now, He's going to see yours, and He's going to get you, but He's not going to see mine. Am I the only one that ever thinks like that? But we're going to wake up one day, and we're going to see what this Bible really says. Romans 14, verse 10. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall, some of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You know, that's amazing to me how we feel like somehow we're going to slip that engagement. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Are any of you going to slip it? Judgment, folks, I'm telling you. Now, I know it's not popular, but it is one of the three things that New Testament ministry ministers. Do you want me to leave it alone, though? Would you rather me just teach you how to get rich? Number three, page 173. Felix did what? He trembled. That word tremble means in fear. That is alarm. Amplified Bible says Felix became alarmed and terrified. Now, it doesn't say what Drusilla did. But, you know, she was a Jew. And you know, the Jews are God's chosen people. Secure forever. Did I say enough? I'll leave it alone. You know, point A. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Now that is exactly what unregenerate man says. When I have a convenient time, I'll get this thing right. And of course, they're the only ones that ever say that, right? All Christians aren't that way. Do you know what the word procrastinate means? It means to put it off. And I have a feeling that today we have a lot of Christians who are putting it off. They're procrastinating. Their spirit may be saved. That's not for me to judge. But I know this. They better start exercising. Well, How am I getting on this so much? Maybe this is helping. I don't know. That word convenient means an occasion, an effect, or that is set or proper time. In other words, when I want it, I will call for it. But one day we're going to wake up and we're going to understand that He chooses us. We don't choose Him. And that is the mentality of the Christian world, and it's the mentality of unregenerate man, that when I want it, I'll do it. One day I'm going to get right with God. One day I'm really going to get faithful to that church. One day I'm really going to start paying my tithes. One day I'm really going to pray. And one day I'm really going to fast. One day. That's procrastination. What does He say? Today is the day of salvation. Number four. Says He hoped also that money should have been given him. I like that one. I really got tickled at myself when I began to write this. Let's read that. I want to read verse 26. 24, 26. Now listen to this. Now get the picture. What Felix is doing here is keeping Paul around because he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore, he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. Felix communed with Paul because he wanted money, God of mammon, things. Really answer me now. Maybe I'm wrong on this. But how many people turn that television set on Sunday mornings and catch some of these ministries because they want money? They want to learn how to get rich. They want prosperity. They want somebody to tell them some quick, easy way to get rich. And so they commune with that ministry to be prosperous. Am I right or am I wrong? And maybe I'm wrong, but I know for a fact there was a time in my life when I wanted to know all the secrets of prosperity, the four spiritual laws to prosperity. I wanted to know them. And so every Sunday morning, I'd click him on and I'd find me one. Did you ever do that? I did. I really did. Until I found out that my God was not God. My God was mammon. And it wasn't the Lord that I was trying to commune with. It was this God that knew how to make me rich. What was my God? Mammon. Was it God? Was it Christ? Did I love the Lord? Or did I love what the Lord could give me? And how many are that way today? How many are communing with ministry just to get mammon? There's a lot. Have you ever been to any of those prosperity teachers' meetings? They are filled. Filled. It's a big thing. It really is. And when I finally realized that it wasn't Christ that I was loving, but it was this ministry who could tell me how to get prosperous, I see that in Felix. I see that in an unregenerate man. Number five, after 2 years, this went on for 2 years. Paul stayed there in prison. There was a civil strife between the Jews and the Gentiles, and Felix was cruel to the Jews, and there was a lot of bloodshed on the Jews' part. And so what he had to do, he was removed from office because of that fact. And when he was removed from office, the new governor come in and he left Paul in prison trying to make it better with the Jews that he had persecuted. But Paul was here in prison for 2 years. Now, that's all right. Because you see, Paul is on his way to Rome. And sometimes God's going to leave you in your little prisons until he gets you where you want to go. Or where he wants you to go. Do you hear what I'm saying? I was talking to Rick this morning. You know, a lot of the things that we think we're going through, a lot of little prisons and things that we're having, we say, God's really testing me. God's really testing me. How many of you feel like God's testing you? All right? Okay, let's go. How long have I got, Roger? Genesis 22. Paul's a long preacher, boy. I'm about through. I really at 5 minutes. I just want to show you this. Genesis chapter 22. Now, if you remember Abraham, he went through these separations. How many remembers when I taught that? Was it the first day that I was ever? Anyway, the seven separations of Abraham. And Abraham went through these separations, and he went through seven of them, and this was the seventh that he's fixing to experience right here. But he come out of Egypt was one of them, Lot, separating from Egypt, separating from first Ur of the Chaldees, from Egypt, from Lot, from Hagar, Ishmael, from money. All those separations he came up through. Finally, those were all separations, and then when you get here, you find out something. In chapter 22, in verse 1, and it came to pass after these things, after all of these separations, that God did test or tempt Abraham. Now, when did he test him or tempt him? After all of those separations. And I want to tell you, I've learned something. A lot of the things that I thought God was testing and tempting me in, I found out He was just trying to get me to a place that He could test me. Trying to get me to separate from something so He could test me. And a lot of Christians today say, oh, God's really testing me. He's just trying to get you to a place where He can. Still true. All right, page 173. I'm done. This is it. Felix, a character study of the unregenerate man. I've got 6 points there. He has knowledge of the way of the Nazarene. He hears the faith in Christ, which is the Word. He is convicted of sin, of righteousness, and judgment and temperance. He trembles with guilt. Yet he still procrastinates, looking for another more convenient season to call for the Word of God. Number 6, has a hardened, covetous heart after the God of Mammon, which is money. That's an unregenerate man, but it's also, I see a person there like you or like I, who just hasn't got it together yet. And one day, though, we will, won't we? One day, we're going to walk in the revelation that we know. One day, this revelation, and I'm going to put it to application. But until then, it's still putrefaction. Let's say that one more time. Revelation without application is putrefaction. Y'all aren't too sure about that last one, are you? I'm satisfied that I can point my finger and say, hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. But there's still a little hypocrite in me. Am I honest? Am I too honest to be your pastor? Unless I'm honest, you can't be. Let's stand. Just leave it running, Roger.